في we learned in the Talmud of Eishamai, so we learned two of the reasons. Two of the Hezbeirim. And before we begin, Reish Lakish's reason, the third reason, I'd like to point out a Rashi from the Gemara that we learned last week, which is a very significant Rashi. Rashi, in the first of the wide lines, Shechillai Apruta Mechulo. Gemara said something that we had earlier this year, that if somebody is Paida Hegdish, and the Hegdish is worth $100, and he's paid it on one pruta, it's mechula. Then the pidyon is it's a pidyon, and it's a good tzitzchah. I mentioned to you at that time that this is halacha lemaisa today in Eretz Yisrael. Anybody who buys fruit in Eretz Yisrael, or vegetables or tevua in Eretz Yisrael, and has to separate trumas and maisris. So any of you who've been in Eretz Yisrael, although nowadays you could be in Yerushalayim and not have to separate, everything has a hechsher, but I think those in Eretz Yisrael know that there's a nusach to when you separate Maisa Shaini, when you separate Chumas and Maisris. And included in that is that everybody in Eretz Yisrael has a pruta, a coin, on which they pay the, what? Not pay the Truma, not pay the Maisa, you pay the Maisa Shaini. The Maisa Sheini part, or Net Revive, it's Net Revive part of what you're separating, you paid it. Now it could be it's worth a lot of money, but you paid it on one pruta. Because just like Hegdish Shavamana Shechillai Apruta is Mechalal, the same thing, Maisa Sheini, or Net Revive, anything that has Pidyain, Shepodai al Shava Pruta, it's Chal. And that's a klal in Halacha Lamaisa. And even though it may not have been a lechatchila in the time of Chazal, but nowadays, we don't eat Maisa Sheini, so you're allowed to be paid at even lechatchila on a pruta. And this is in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerodeya, and Simon, whatever it is, Reish, Tzavik Dalet, where it talks about Pidyon Neter Ravai, it says this beferish. Rashi here tells us the reason. Because why shechalai apruta mechulol de'enai no'ala hegdish? Rashi says the reason is because there's no cheating hegdish. Ksiv isha sachiv. This is to cheat someone. There's only isha sachiv. Teres beferish memayit hegdish. So by hegdish, if you pay the $100 on one pruta, it's chal. It's mechulol. What about Maisa Sheini? What about Maisa Sheini? Why don't we say Einin Ola Hegdish? What about Maisa Sheini? Maybe there should be Einoah for Maisa Sheini. So if you hold it's Mamon Gavaya, the Gross says it's Mamon Gavaya. Since Maisa Sheini is Mamon Gavaya, so Gemara, I think that's Nun Dalit, in the second parak, Ramea says that Maisa Sheini is Mamon Gavaya, so Ein Einoah applies there as well. What about according to the Mandiyamar, I think it's Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Maisa Sheini is Mamon Hegyet? Rabbi Yehuda holds Maisa Sheini is Mamon Hegyet. Mamon Hegyet means it's your money, just you have a din that you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. So if it's yours, how could you be paid $100 on one pruta? It's a no. So the Stipler writes, he says, what's I know? Cheating. Who are you cheating? If it's mum and head yet, it's mine. If it's mine, being paid it is just being mechal the kedusha, taking off the yisr. I know is isha sachi, there's somebody with someone else. So it's mum and head yet. It's also not a problem because it's mine. If you hold my shani mum and head, so it's just a question of yisr, my shani and ali outside of your shalayim, so that I could also be paid. So that's the side of Rashi, that the reason you can be paid it, beside the Isser, there's no difference if it's worth $100 or a penny. Beside the cheating of the value of the money, ain't I know. Halacha is, by Pidyon Peter Chamor, someone has a donkey that gives birth to a Bechar, to the firstborn donkey. The Gemara says in Bechairis, on Daf Yud Beis, then it doesn't work to be paid a chamar on a pruta or on a seh that's worth less than the chamar. When you paid the chamar, it has to be paid on its full value. It can't be on a partial value. So the question is why? What's the difference? What's nafkamina? Why can't, if I could do hegdish, am I sasheni, and it's a rabbi that's worth a mana onto a pruta, so why can't I take a chamar? Now, pet a chamar have to be paid the biseh. I can't be paid it on cash. I have to take a sheep. But why does a sheep have to be worth as much as the chamar? Let me take a cheaper sheep. They say the same thing. If you're paid it on less, it's padui. So what would be a simple teretz? Why shouldn't it work? Amen?
You're cheating the
kayan. Wouldn't that be the simple reason? Ain't no ala hegdish. Hegdish is no din of not cheating a kayan. But petach hamar, which is a din that you give the set to the kayan, it's matana la kayan. So Rav Samea says, well, Rashi says the reason it works ain't no ala hegdish. Memaisa shayni, it's you and yourself, says also no ain't not. Petach hamar, which you have to give a kayan, so they are cheating the kayan. So there's a din ayna. So you're cheating the kayan. So mameila, it doesn't work. The very glatta or sameach and the dvar avram both say this hesber. It seems to be a very open and shut, simple case. The stipler in Bechayreis has a gevaldig kasha on this. Now this kashlus is very simple. Right, the din that you can pay the $100 on a pruta is if you're not cheating anybody. If you're cheating someone, you can't do it. It sounds so simple, easily understood, doesn't need to be guessed by him. The stipler asks from Gemaras. He brings two Gemaras which seem to be a contradiction to this. It would be a mitzvah to answer because it just sounds like, you understand what I'm saying? It's a very glatta thing. When you tell someone to pay the $100 on a penny, so it sounds strange. $100 on a penny. The teretz is, the only reason you can't cheat people is because of Einoah, in Einoah the Hegdish. So Petach Hamar, which is for a Kayin, so there is a din Einoah. It sounds very, very simple that by Petach Hamar, you are cheating somebody, so Mele it's awesome. So Stipler asks, this Gemara talks about a Yisrael who inherited from his grandfather, who's a Kayin, his mother's father, 10 Petach Hamars. 10 petach hamars. So the Gemara says he's paide v'hein shalai. It's like an in between. He's not a kayan. He's Yisrael. But on the other hand, he doesn't have. It came from his grandfather, was a kayan who had ownership that can transfer to him. So the petach hamar itself, he can't do anything with. He can't shecht the need of petach hamar to donkey. So you paide it on 10 seh. You paid it on a seh, and then you don't have to give it to Kain. You can keep it yourself because you own the financial aspect of it. You own because you inherited from the grandfather. So the finances of it you inherited from the grandfather. You still have to be paid it because the petach hamar needs pidyon. So Gemara says he inherited 10 petach hamars from the zayd of Kain. He's paid it himself and he keeps it. Gemara says beferish he's paid it on 10 sheep. The 10 petach hamars he's paid on 10 seh. L'chaira, according to the way we our Sameach understands, you shouldn't need 10 seh. This would be a unique case where a person should be able to be paida a petach hamar on one seh, on a seh worth a pruta. Because here, you're not cheating anybody. It's just you and yourself. You paid it a chamar on a seh, and you keep it. You're not. There's no problem you're cheating your kayin, because the kayin doesn't get it. So in this case, break the stipler, why can't you be paid according to the Arsameh? That's the only reason you can't be paid the petach hamar on less than its value. Is because it's Einoah, you're cheating a kayin. So then in this case, where you paid the petach hamar and you keep it, so you're not cheating a kayin. So why can't you reply the 10 on 1? 10 petach habaris on 1 set. What do you need 10 set? And it's a starke kasha. He means a second gemara which is similar to this. But basically, he finds a gemara which seems to contradict our Sinai's rule. What? No, that's but the same thing. If I inherit truma from my grandfather's a kayin, I'm not a kayin. My mother's father's a kayin, and I inherit truma, I don't have to give it to kayin. I don't have to give it away to kayin. I can do whatever I want with it. I can sell it. I own it, even though I'm not in the Shevet Kahuna. But since my Zayda was in the Shevet Kahuna, so it already came to the Shevet Kahuna and was passed down. I can't eat it because of an Isser, so I have to sell it. I don't have to give it away.
Why does he have to do pidyon?
What?
Why does he have to do pidyon if it came from his grandfather?
Because there's nothing to do with a petach hamar. If you're not paid it, you have to kill it. He doesn't want to kill it. Right, it's a mitzvah to kill a petach hamar. So he doesn't want to do arafta, so he's paid it.
And the
seh,
what do
with
the seh?
What?
He has to kill it?
The seh is not the fair impact. It's not like a regular bachar to the carbon. It's what?
If the chum is scared that next time he has a petach hamar, he can't do it again. He'll forget that. The only reason why last time he was allowed to do it for puto is because it was from his grandfather's car. And the next time he did it again,
it's exerit rabbanon.
He may do it again, and therefore,
okay,
been
could be it's exerit rabbanon. Only it's a cash. Exerit rabbanon. It's exerit rabbanon. Only it's a cash. Bakopanim, this Rashi, like I said, is a Mesedistic Rashi, and it's alluded to in other Mesechtas that Rashi on Kedushin Yid Aleph Amid Beis. So, I wanted to point it out. Let's see, let's learn some Gemara as much as we can. Let's start to cover some ground. Rashi Melakish, third Pshat in Beishamai. Tamayu de Beishamai Kedushiski. Beishamai holds dinner for a totally new reason. Kichiskiya damachiskiya, amakra, the hefta. What does that mean? That means that when you have an amavriya, it's a very unique type of a slave, of a servant. She's a mitzvah to marry her, yiyud. And if you don't do yiyud, so the hefta, it's a mitzvah to let her be paid herself. It's a mitzvah, megaras pidyayna v'yayza. So what does that mean? It means you bought her for X number of dollars. When she goes out, she doesn't have to pay you the same amount of money because she worked for you already. She deducts what she worked and she goes out. In fact, deducting about it. Iyam rip bishlam ad yavla dinner. If when you sold her as an Amav Riyah, you paid a dinner, hainu dumi garava azla. So now you deduct. You start with a pruta, you go down a dinner, you go down to a pruta. Eli yam rip yavla pruta. But if you're going to say that when she was originally sold, she was sold as a pruta, pruta, mimi garas, how much does she pay to get out? Less than a pruta. There's no such thing. Less than a pruta is not kesef. Vekti Gemara. No, Gemachi Kamak. Rahmana. Maybe you could really buy an amivriya for a pruta. And the Torah is saying, Hechid yavla dinner tigrat pruta. When you pay more than a pruta, you go down to a pruta to go out. Hechid yavla pruta le tigrat klam. And maybe if you bought her for a pruta, so she can't go out. You can't give less than a pruta. There's no kinyanim less than a pruta. So maybe that's a kavanah satire. Maybe, I mean, if she's willing to pay the full pruta, nachinami, okay. Okay, nachinami. That'll be included in the Gemara's kasha. Maybe she's pay a whole pruta and go out. Okay. And for the Gemara, lois alkadaitach. Dum yodi yiyud. Just like marriage, yiyud. My yiyud, afagav di boi miyayin. Di boi loy miyayin. Really, yiyud is an option. If you want, you could do yiyud. If you want, you cannot do yiyud. And yet, kol echad loy matzim yayin, loy hav zvin zvin, we had already. That you can't sell an amavriya to her brother, or to a relative she can't marry, because anywhere, loy matzim miyayin, if it's not possible, yiyud, loy hav zvin zvin, hachinam. Kol echad loy matzim migara, loy hav zvin zvin. Since the Torah said that you can take off money from the price and go out, it has to be possible to metzias. It has to be physically possible. That's taicha amivriya. It's got to be possible. So memela, since it's got to be possible, so it can't be that the condition is in a pruta. So memela, an amivriya needs a dinner. V'kedusha isha l'beishamay nafkalu ma'amivriya. And kedushim It's the same as an Amavriya. Ma Amavriya Bapruto Lemekanya. Just like an Amavriya doesn't go out, you can't buy an Amavriya for a Pruta. Fisha Bapruto Lemekacha. So what do we have here in the Gemara? How many Chidushim? Lamaisa? Two. One Chidush that Amavriya you have to spend a dinner on. And one Chidush that an Isha you also have to spend a dinner on. That's what the Gemara is saying. Now, is this Gemara going Dafka Le Beis Shammai? Is this Gemara Dafka Beis Shammai? Well, Kedusha with a dinner is Dafka Beis Shammai. Question is, Omevriya with a dinner, is that Dafka Beis Shammai, that an Omevriya has to have a dinner? Or is that that Nakuda true according to everybody? Actually, there's a Taisus earlier on Avdala Amid Bey, the top Taisus, who said that an Oma and Avriya you could buy for two Prutas. Taisus Meikara and the V.A. Schleimer, a little more than halfway down, the Emek, Shulchadav, and the Loisagi, the Pruta, she base Prutas. Could it be in Avdala Avriya? Could Mukhla come on? That you base them with Aleph. It says in the Gilead, the Yud base them with Aleph. It says that to buy an Amavriya you need two prutas. If you look at Agamara, Agamara doesn't say two prutas, it says a dinner. What's Taisus mean? You need stuff you'd base on without if you need two prutas. Taisus means, because Agamara says that you have to be able to be Megareyef and Yain of Yaitse. You have to be able to buy for a certain amount to go out for less. Now Beis Shammai holds dinner. That's Beis Shammai. But by Beis Hillel it would be enough, two prutas. Two prutas would be adequate. So Taisus there learns that both Chidushim and Al Gemara are Loi Beis Shammai. Sai that Amavriya's dinner, Sai that Isha's dinner, that's all Beis Shammai. Loi Beis Hillel, Isha's is Pruta. Amavriya has to be more, because it has to be Shaki Ryan Kasef. So Mameila, it'll be two Prutas. So that's the Chidush of Taisus. The Marsha here in Agamara brings the Taisus and he asks, who says? How do you know Beis Shammai is still arguing in this Nakuda? Who says they argue in this? Maybe when the Gemara says that the Garas Pajana Vyites is a dinner, maybe it's true according to everybody. Maybe it's true according to Beis Hillel too. I mean, it's a strong Gemara. It's true, the Gemara is coming to explain Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds when Makish Omevriya to Isha. He still obviously holds when not, because Beis Hillel doesn't hold you any two prutas, doesn't hold you any dinner. So Mehechi Teisi, that this Gemara should be dafka like Beis Shammai. You follow what I mean? The part of the Gemara that says Kedushin's a dinner, that's certainly only Beis Shammai. But the part that says Amavriya is a dinner, who said that's only Beis Shammai? Maybe Beis Hillel agrees also. That even the fictim a prut, took me a dinner. That it's not a prut, let it be a dinner. Not two prutas. So the Hamakna says a teretz on the Mashos Kasha. What the Hamakna is saying is really connected to the Avni Meluim I mentioned to you last week. I mentioned to you that Avni Meluim learns that Loi Beis Shammai Kesef is a coin. Kesef is a coin. And Loi Beis Hillel, Flavdafka, a coin that existed. Flavdafka. It means money. It means whatever value of money. So the Hamakna, according to Beis Shammai, Kesef is a coin. So Mameila, Kivan, Dafikte Mepruta, Okmei Adiner. The Torah talks about buying an Amavriya b'kesef. So how much kesef? So Beis Shammai holds, you go to the next coin, which is a dinner. But that's all Beis Shammai l'shitasa. That Beis Shammai holds, you jump up to coins. I shouldn't say l'shitasa, this is the Makar v'shita. But this is Beis Shammai who holds that it's a coin. So you jump up to dinner. But Beis Hillel doesn't agree. So you agree that it's a coin, it's a value of money. So Beis Hillel would hold, you go from pruta to two prutas. So it fits in nicely with the whole Avni Meluim. You know, the Avni Meluim didn't say on Reish Lakish. But it just fits in well that Beishami holds kesef as coins. So if it's not a pruta, you jump up to dinner. And Beishami holds, you don't look at coins, you look at value. If you look at value, so if it's not one pruta, it'll be the next value is two prutas. It doesn't have to be a new coin. That's what he says. Alright, so this is Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Vayim apalka de dinah, vayim shtei pruta." Is kivin defikteim pruta? Took me a dinah. So we had that concept earlier. If it's not a pruta, you jump to dinner. Kaisus holds dinner is the lowest coin that they had in the midbar, and Rashi holds is they had a more. But nevertheless, you jump to dinner, it should be chashuv. All right, one more clear regarding Amidriya. Shaila is if you're buying Amav Riya with a Kinyan Shtar. Right, Amav Riya, you don't have to be kind in Amav Riya Dafka with Kesef. Kind in Amav Riya with Shtar. What does that mean? It means he's a father who has a young daughter. He can't afford to feed her. He wants her to be in a warm house. So he goes to a rich man. He says, take her as an Amav Riya and let her live in your house. So the man is not willing to pay. It's a little girl. So he do a kinyan shtar. Father writes up a shtar and he gives it to the adayin and he's makne his daughter to be an amav riya for the shtar. Is there girayin kesef if you sell a daughter not for money but for a shtar? What do you say? What? Could well, does there have to be Geroin Kesef? Father Agamar is saying you have to have Geroin Kesef. But Geroin of which Kesef? What? Maybe. So knows we have to come up with some formula to have Kesef because there's only a Shtar that he was making. So what are you saying?
Value of what you would have been on the market.
Oh, so that would make sense. Maybe you go according to market value.
He
didn't get any money for her. And why did people sell their daughters from every year? They weren't cruel. And there was no welfare, and there were no social services. There were people who lived in the street. They had a daughter. They wanted the daughter to live in the street. So they went over to a kind, rich man, and they're not talking about... They said, take her as an Amav Riya, take her into your house, and you'll feed her, and she'll have a house to live in. So, he wasn't willing to pay. They did a kinyan shtar. Question is if there's Geroin Kesef or not. So, the Mishnah Melech brings, in Hilchos Avadim, Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin, brings a Machlokes Rishayim, actually later in the Perek. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that an Eved Ivri and an Amav Riya that are Nikta Bishtar don't go out with Geroin Kesef. There is no Yitzi of Geroin Kesef, only if you're bought with Kesef. If you're not bought with Kesef, so then there's no Yitzi of Geroin Kesef. And he brings that the Taisus Rid disagrees. The Taisus Rid holds there's always Geroin Kesef because you always make a reya. You give a little less and she goes out. A little less than what? So Taka says a little less than her market value. Whatever the market value is, you make a reya, and you go out with that amount of money. And the Mishnah Melech writes that the Rambam also holds like the Taisus Rid. Mashmoy Saram is like the Taisus Rid. That the Rambam is not Mechalik, he just says, and Amav Riya goes out, so she goes out no matter what. Seems to me there's a Rashi on Yadalat Amid Beis, if I remember when we get there. Rashi Shemagaras Pidyayna, that seems to be like Ravina Tam. But anyway, that as a name, it's a Machlekes Rishayim. Ravina Tam holds, if you sell a Fishtar, there's no Geroin Kesef. And the Taisus Rid and the Rambam hold, if you sell Bishtar, there is Geroin Kesef. How do you shots up the Geroin Kesef? So he said, it doesn't matter what you were bought for, you bought for a Shtar. The Geroin is shots up with market value. So Michas Chinuch, he asks Akasha, Michas Chinuch is a mitzvah mem gimel, ois yud. Uh, he has a kasha. It's a very stark kasha on the Tosfos Rit. He says, if you're going to say like the Tosfos Rit, see, if you're buying a mevriya bishtar, it's gerayin kesef. The gerayin kesef is based on what? On a market value. So why can't it be that you can buy an amavriya for a pruta? Gemara says you can't buy an amavriya for a pruta. Why? There's no gerayin kesef. Why not? We say you can buy it for a pruta, and the gerayin kesef is based on market value. Just like by shtar, how do you figure gerayin kesef? You look at the market value, what she's worth as a slave, and you deduct from that gerayin kesef. It's the same thing here. Let's say you could be kind of for a pruta. If you want to buy her out, so then you'll deduct from the value.
Once you buy her for a pruta, then that's the market value.
Well, not necessarily. You see, if you buy it for a shtar, I'll say the shtar is the market value. Is that necessarily the market value? It's not really so. If I buy something for a pruta, and you come and you damage it, you don't have to pay me a pruta. You have to pay me what it's worth in the market. If I buy anything, I buy a keli for a pruta, I get on sale. You go into a sale and you buy something on sale and you take it home and someone destroys it. He doesn't have to pay you the sale price you pay. He has to pay his market value. Same thing. If someone is able to buy an amavriya for a pruta, the chayra, the gerayin should be the value. So bishlom alei rabbeinu tam, there's no such thing. Gerayin has to be gerayin of what you bought. But like the Tosfos Rid, why can't you do gerayin kesef with market value? If there's such a thing by shtar, so why shouldn't there be such a thing if you do a pruta kinyan? But what you're saying is l'chayra backwards of what's logical. If he gets her for free, he's entitled to money to give her away. If he pays a pruta, then he's not entitled to money. Right? He paid a teeny bit more than if he did a bishtar. Somehow it doesn't seem to follow. So this is the Mishnah's kasha. L'chayra it's a good kasha. Rav Amar, we have pshat number four. Rav Amar Hainatana the dinner. That the pshat and dinner. Hainatana de Beshama, Ishloye ben Yisrael kehefker. So we have four reasons, not three. So what do we have? We had Reb Zeira's reason, right? That it's a dinner because the isha is makpedes al atzma. We had Reb Yaisa's reason because you need kesef tzuri. We had Rish Lakish's reason because you need the hekesh to gerayin kesef to ama. And Rava's reason shalayi you benayis Yisrael kehefka, one line reason. Yeah. What's the nafkamina between this reason and the previous three? So Rashi says a very big nafkamina. The other three reasons are reasons that it wouldn't be a kedusha min atayra. This Rava's reason is the reason that min atayra would be a good kedusha, and it's midrabanan that it's not a good kedusha. I think Rashi says that beferish. Kehefker liknes v'davam muat midrabanan lo defam rishami dafku rabanan lekedushin apchusim medin. Afku rabanan lekedushin medin. Rabban said that it's not a kedushin if it's less. So mameili you're not mekudish. But even with the avid, you're not mekudish. Rav Moshe has a hard time with this in the Divrei Moshe. He says that in Shas usually, if you have something like afkinu rabbanu l'kedusha minei, which is not dependent on logic, it's dependent on a takana of the Sanhedrin, usually you don't have a machlokes. I mean, either they made the takana or they make a takana. It's not logical that Beis Shammai would make a takana afkinu rabbanu l'kedusha minei, and Beis Hillel say it is a kedusha. Takana of Afkin Rabban Lekedusha Minei sounds like something which It works out Tefka Bez and Hefka. It sounds like something that Klal Yisrael would have to institute from. The Rashi doesn't, he applies a Tzarechi and he just says that this Gemara is just a very big Chiddush, that you can have such a Metzias that there's a Takana of Hefka Bez and Hefka to make a Kedushin, nice Kedushin, which is true like some and not like others. And it's all in the Durabban. It's not a usual type of Machlaikis, but okay. It's in the Gemara, so it's in the Gemara. Okay, these are the four reasons of Veshamai at Kan. So we're done with the sugi of Veshamai. There's a lot of blot. Exactly a blot. Now, Beisil Leimer Bepruta, this Gemara, straight down till the sugi of Modai, is basically a Gemara Rashi sugi. I know that not all of you, or most of you, have not yet learned the Gemara, but we've learned the Gemara inside together. It's a simple Gemara, except that it has some numbers which you have to keep cheshbon. But since you all memorized the numbers from last week, so just remind me what we memorized, and we should be able to go through the Gemara, and we'll get up to the next sugya, Shavu Pruta B'Madai, which is already back to a old style sugya. All right, so please follow along. We'll go through the Gemara. B'Sil Leimer B'Pruta. What does Pruta mean? Sober Rabbi Yosef Lameimar Pruta Kolnu. Rabbi Yosef thought that what is Pruta? Pruta is, what does Pruta mean? Anything, the smallest amount. I think today most Yidden who haven't learned much Gemara think that that's what Pruta means. You go to an average Baal Bas, he thinks, what's a Pruta? Pruta is the low, whatever the lowest coin is. It has no set value, it's just whatever is the smallest that we call Pruta. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yosef originally thought that that's Taich Pruta. Pruta is called the who. At least to have a mean, or what they think. Right? It's like Purim time, right? They don't. The people don't say Tachnun on Tezayin, Yudzayin, Ches Adar because the Gemara is a Havamina. I'm sorry, not on Yudzayin. When they don't say Tachnun, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph. What? On Shitzah B'Shivsa, they don't say. I'm sorry. On the 16th, 17th, because the Gemara is a Havamina. Ema, maybe Purim is on Shitzah B'Shivsa. Maybe Purim is on the 17th of Adar. Since the Gemara is a Havamina, so therefore you don't say Tachna. The Gemara's Havamina is also Chashuv. I once asked them, you know, Gemara is a Havamina by Shchita, the Ema Bizanov. Maybe you shech by the tail. So maybe it'd be a Hidr, we shech by the tail. We shech an animal by the tail also. So it's funny to have. I mean, the Gemara's Havamina is Chashuv, but not that. That's not Lamaisa. Here also is a Havamina. Sabra Rabbi Yosef Lameimar Pruta Kaldu. So this Havamina seems to be by a lot of people a Maskana, but it's incorrect. To say Pruta Kaldu, that's... No, Pruta has a set value. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya, Rabbi Yosef's Talmud, always corrects him. Amalei Abaya, Ha'alokitani, Kamei Pruta, Ha'mishmeida Bissar Etliki. It has a specific value. 1/8 of an Issa Etliki. So he asked the Mechitein, looked up by to Rabbi Yosef, if you're going to want to say, Hani Mili B'Darish Shalmaisha, Aval Hocha Kiddachashvul Uinchi, maybe really every generation has according to what's Choshev in their eyes. And Darish Shalmaisha was 1/8 of an Isser. Vach Yasser of Dimiyama, Shir Epsimoi B'Dairai, Kamu Pruta, Echam Mishmein Abisit Liki, Chiasa Rabban Amr Abdestoy, Rabbi Yanev, Rabbi Ishiya, Shir Kamu Pruta, Echam Mishisha Abisit Liki. So obviously, there's a certain way of being Mishayer, a Pruta. And they were arguing about how much to shatz it up, but it's not just anything. It's something that you have to be able to shatz up the value. Only Rabbi Yosef Yehachi, if you're right, and the Pruta has a specific value, Hainu Ditanina. So then I understand the following, which we learned, the following Braisa. Tzei v'chashoyv kama Pruta is b'shnei sloim. Yesum Alpayim. It says, how many Prutas are there in two selas? More than 2,000. So he asked him, Hashta Alpayim Lehava? Yes, I'm Alpayim Korilu. And how many Prutas are there in a selah? Betty? You have a piece of paper on your front seat? Yeah. What? In one selah, it's 768, right? And it came out to 768. I just want to see if we can talk about how that. Right? It's 768. Prutas in a cella, so two siloim would be 1,532. The Gemara is going to say 36. The Gemara is going to say, so therefore, it's not yes to male payim, it's not more than 2,000. Hashapayim lehavas. Let's say yes. Hashapayim karelu. Amlu asu sabas. This old gentleman told him, "Ano tanina lo." I learned karei lehapayim. So the Gemara says, "Saif alto the chamish meivet lassem shita who dahaven." That's karev to 2,000. It's 1,536. That's not close to 2,000. So the Gemara no, kimin enachlu mepalgo karev lehapayim karele. It's more than 1,000. It's close to 2,000. Let's call it 2,000. You know, it's funny, you know, call it 2,000. Sounds like, okay, that's Lashon HaBrayis. More than half, between 1,000 and 2,000, more than 1,500. In other words, between 1,000 and 2,000, it's closer to 2,000, so, right, if stomach would be $2,000, they wouldn't round it out that way. You're talking about prutis, so they rounded it out.
We also did it on the round up.
0.5 or up, we round it off. Okay. What?
To
1600. That's why I said if the 100 prutas would be a valuable thing, they probably would round it at 1600. But since you round it to the chashuv. Gufa ki yaser of dimi yama shira b'simoy b'dayre kami prutech mishmoy de b'yaseret laki ki yaser rabbanam mishira b'dustoy rabbiyan rabbayshir kami prutech mishisha b'yaseret. The other machlaik is an eighth or a sixth. Now, it's hard enough memorizing the numbers when there's no machlaikas, right? With the machlaikas, it would be very tough. The Gemara says, why are they arguing it? Amalei ha'vayel ha'rafdini, neima at v'rabin, v'plukta d'hani tanoi kemifliku. V'chayri, you're arguing kemifligisu. You're arguing in the following machlaikas, the Tanya. Pruta sh'amru chachamim, echa mishmayna b'isra etliki. A pruta is one-eighth of an isser. That's what we said. Sheish Ma'a kesef. What does that mean? Then let's see, what did we do last time? We went from pruta to iser, which was from 1 to 8. Then we went from iser to pundian. Oh, you guys don't have it in front of you? Pundian was how much? It was 2?
2 times.
2 times. Then we went from pundian to ma'a, which was again 2 times, and from Ma'a to dinner, which was 6 times. Alright, so we went from Isser to Ma'a, would be 4 times then, right? Isser to Pundian is 2, and Isser to Ma'a is 2, is twice as much again. So one Ma'a would be 4 Issers, right? 4 Issers. So that's what the Gemara says. Echa Mishmeide Beisei Tolki. It's 1/8 of an iser. Sheish ma kesef. What does that mean? Huh? Sheish ma kesef dinner. On 6 ma. So it's 1/8 of an iser. And 6 ma. Sheish ma kesef dinner. 6 ma is a dinner. Now let's work a ma downwards. A ma is shtei pundian. Pundian shtei isurim. So it's 4 times 6. 24?
Yeah.
Right? So 24. And that's to get to an Isser, it's 24. Now to get from an Isser down to a Pruta, we're going to say is 8. So therefore, we're going to have 24 times 8, which is 192, which is what we used all the time, right? The Gemara here mentions other coins that we're not so familiar with. Isser Shnei Musmisen, Misma Shnei Kontrunikin, Kontrunik Shnei Prutas. But it comes out of 8. It comes out from a Pruta to an Isser. Nimsa Prutas Mashayna B'Isser Kluki. So it comes out, a dinner is 192 Prutas. Now again, you got to help me get to a Sela. So from a Pruta to a Sela, which is how much? Which is 6, which is 768. How do you get 768? You do 4. 4 times a dinner is a selah, so you come to 768, and to a selah is 1536. Okay. Shimagam li'alaymet. No. Shloisha hadarsin lama. Shnei hensin lahadris. Shnei shamnin lahanets. Sounds like they came from a different country. They had different coins. Base prutais. Le the shmanim shnei shmanim is lahanetz base prutas l'shamin nimsa pruta achas mishisha v'esetliki. Now lema demara mechitana kama of rabbanu shem gamliel. So it's a machlekes tanaim. Amalei no bein lididi bein rabin ali b'tana kama baruch Hashem shem gamliel. We both agree we don't pass the mic. So we only have one shita to memorize. We have different numbers. Lekash Hadi akar isuri, hadizul isuri. Hadi akar isuri kumesim v'arba bezuza, hadizul kum tlasim v'taratim bezuza. What is a zuz? A zuz is a dinner, right? Zuz is a dinner. I'd like to remember that. I'd like to remember everything, but zuz being a dinner is the easier one. And what does it mean, hadi akar isuri, hadizul isuri? So you have to know that we are accustomed to the way money works b'zman hazeh, which is that 10 dimes is a dollar, 20 nickels is a dollar, 100 pennies is a dollar, it doesn't change. That's the way it works today. In the time of Chazal, when coins which were based on the metal that they were made of, so the value of copper went up or down compared to silver, then obviously the value of an iser, which is made out of copper, would change compared to a dinner, which is made out of silver. Right? It happened in America when copper went up to the point where 100 pennies would be worth more than a dollar if you melted it for the copper. So what they did is they started making pennies not out of copper. They mixed it with other things so that they shouldn't have any problems. Otherwise, people would just buy pennies melted and they're not going to buy copper. So they changed it. So in America, we have, not only America, the whole world today, we keep the currencies at the same rate. But it wasn't that way. So Mameli, he said, when I said Echem Ishmaim, you said Echem Ishisha, it's because things changed. The value of the Yisr changed. It seems to change radically from an eighth to a sixth. From enough to change a pruta to one eighth to one sixth pegged to the silver. And may look. An iron iser and a cooper and a pretzel. I want to explain to you. The truth is, the iser and a pruta both copper, so they shouldn't change relative one to the other. Truth is, they didn't. So I'm going to try to explain to you. This is the first sugya in Perek Hazav. Perek Hazav, as a name, is a very hard perek in Bava Metzia. Basically, because the first sugya is so hard. The first sugya talks about tiba and peira. So I'll try to explain it. Hopefully you'll chop. Any of you took economics, you should, in college, you should be familiar with the idea that the value of anything, all values fluctuate. And it depends what they have to be pegged to something. When we talk about money, we just talk about something that we peg value to. Right? You can have, one day you can buy, let's say you buy apples. Let's say one day you could buy a bushel of apples for $10. Next day you buy a bushel of apples for $12. So what happened? You say the value of apples went up. Right? Maybe the value of the dollar went down. But it would be just as accurate to say the value of the dollar went down as to say the value of the apples went up. How do you know which one went up? Let's say you're bartering. You're trading apples for oranges. So one day you get one apple for an orange. Next day you have to give two apples for an orange. So what happened? Apples went down or oranges went up. They're both true. I mean, relative one to the other, one went up, one went down. The Gemara says that there has to be tiva. There has to be one thing which is tiva, which is matbeah, which is the coinage. And that tiva in halacha is always constant. And the Gemara says, the lemaisa of the Gemara is that silver is tiva. Silver we accept as a constant. What does that mean? Let's say I damage your car. Chas v'shalom. I damage your car, and you have a car, and the car was worth whatever it was worth. You have a car that's worth $2,000, and someone totals it. He owes you $2,000. Pays you a year later. Right? Whatever reason. It schlepped a year, finally pays you a year later. You tell him, well, today, the car is worth more. It doesn't matter. Debt is pegged at tiba. Tiba is dollars. So $2,000, that's what I owe you. I owe you $2,000. I don't owe you a car. I owe you $2,000. Not only that, if I steal from you, let's say I steal something from you, I steal a behemoth from you. Now, because when I have the behemoth, there's a mitzvah to return it. Let's say I steal a $100 behemoth from you, and its value goes up to $1,000, and I sell it, and I get $1,000, I only have to pay you $100. If I stole, if the behemoth is still, I have it around, I have to return it, because of the mitzvah of returning it. But because of man, that it's a chayv mamin, I only have to pay the mamon I stole. It's really a Kamada Perek in Bava Kama, I think 10th Perek, that talks about somebody who steals something and it goes up. And even if it goes up, you still, even if it goes up in value, it doesn't change my debt. My debt to you is pegged to money. The pruta, even though the pruta is copper, the value of the pruta is pegged to silver. When we talk about the value of a pruta, that's pegged to silver, because silver is the constant. The value of copper changes, then the pruta will be, the value of the pruta will change. The value of the pruta will change. But it's not that the pruta changed. In our eyes, the pruta didn't change. It's the silver that changed. Right? If we call silver one-third of a, if we call silver the value of a chatzi seira kesef, we call that a pruta. So it doesn't matter if the coin de pruta changes. If the coin de pruta changes, then it'll change. So it could come a time where in society is still giving 8 prutas for an iser. Society is still, if you go into the bank, an iser is copper and a pruta is copper, you're still going to get 8 prutas for an iser. But if you want to give a shava pruta, you're going to have to give a little more, because the value changed relative to silver. You have to give a sixth of an iser, even though you get 8 prutas for an iser in the bank. But the value of a pruta that the Torah is talking about, in copper, you have to give more copper in order to... Because there has to be one constant. Without a constant, it can't work. That's the basic concept of Tibba and Peiri. And Chazon Ish writes in one of his Svarim that if human beings would have never invented money, right? Originally, people bartered. Let's say no one would have ever invented currency. So what does that mean? Everybody, one person is a shoemaker, and one person makes suits, and one person makes food. And you would have to always trade. He says the dinei mamon is in the Torah, couldn't function. Couldn't function. There would be a chiyuv to create currency. Because without currency, there's no tibba. There's no way. How can I establish? If I was mazik you, what do I owe you? If I'm mazik you a pair of shoes, what do I owe you? A pair of shoes. A pair of shoes value could change over time. Shoes go up, shoes go down. So there's an obligation that there should be a concept of tibba. Without tibba, it couldn't the dinei mamon is in Torah couldn't exist, because there'd be no way to establish a value. So therefore there has to be some type of tibba. That's basically why the value of copper could change, the value of a pruta could change, even though the pruta coin is still 1/8 of an iser. But the amount you need to be worth the pruta would have to change. Alright, so this is this Gemara. I think it's an easy Gemara. It takes a few minutes to go through. The next line of the Gemara is that is Amar Shmuel. Kitcha b'tamra, filoimit kur tamarim b'dinim, mekudeshes, chayshin Hashem, mashava puta b'vaday. This goes back. This Gemara could easily have been on Davav Zayin. I don't know why it wasn't there. So talking about dinarim. We talked about dinarim and then all the other dinim, kedusha b'kesef. So here you have the din of shava pruta b'madai, which we're going to deal with in Yitzhak Hashem tomorrow. I hope you'll put in the time, especially in our studying for finals. Make believe you're studying for finals, I'll have to. And put in the extra time just to cover the Gemara. Make sure you cover the Gemara. Shava pruta b'madai, we'll spend a little time on. You should look to learn to reshine them here. Just like the Arav and Ebekanani, we got into the habit of looking into the Rosh and the Ran. Here also, the shava pruta b'madai. There's a basic machlokes rishonim here, so make sure that you learn the rishonim tomorrow.